It's time for the Michael Taylor Show on Rejoice 102 WYCA, found at 102.3 on your FM dial. I'm JT Taylor, and I'm excited to tell you about all of our sponsors, including the South Suburban News, the largest weekly publication in the Southland with over 1,000 points of distribution. So get yours today. And as always, we have an amazing show planned for you. So sit back, relax, and enjoy. Tell a neighbor, tell a friend, and here's your host, Michael Taylor.
This is Michael Taylor on the Michael Taylor Show. Let's have some fun.
You give me purpose, my provider. And when my enemies surround me, got me tied up. Wanna throw me in a pit inside the fire. You are my God and my King and my Father. Light to my path in the darkness. Hope in my heart when they heartless. Father, you reach out and caught us. You're the lover of my soul. Love is flawless. They don't understand my gardens. Keeping me high, I know they go low. Cause me, I know they solo.
Cause my gyre and my body. It's to my nanico. You
This is Michael Taylor, the Michael Taylor Show. JT, how you doing?
Mike, I'm doing great. It's a wonderful day, but how are you doing, man?
Well, as you can hear, JT, and I appreciate your concern, I've been dealing with a bad cold, upper respiratory infection.
Oh, yeah.
And it's affected my voice.
Yeah.
But mm-hmm. I want to say thank you to you.
Thank you.
I must have drank 221 cups of tea and honey.
That's a good remedy, Mike. That's one of the old ones.
Now, I'm looking for anybody that has... Do you want to suggest something for me so I can get my voice back? What you think?
Mike, some rest, some hot liquids, some soup, mm-hmm. some love and care, and some prayer.
Now, somebody told me that I should get some garlic, put it on a string, and wrap it around my neck.
Oh, my goodness.
And guess what?
What?
It's working.
Really?
Yes, it is. JT, we've got some special people we want to acknowledge. Tyrone Seymour, 40 years, JT, at UPS.
Wow.
You know Tyrone.
I do. Great guy.
Evangelist Jeanette Jones, retirement, I think 31 years at Shapiro.
Good goodness.
And a happy anniversary to Judge Deborah Seaton and Francis.
Oh, yes.
This is Michael Taylor on the Michael Taylor Show. Let's have some fun.
New, 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 got a stick on the taser, you know that it's new. Stick on the taser, you know that it's new. You know that it's new. Oh, this dude, man, bumping the back of the stick on the taser, you know that it's new.
New like a beautiful day. New like my love for Chantel. New like the gifts I be giving my kids when they open them on Christmas Day.
The Tola Na Martial Arts Academy will be hosting classes Monday and Wednesday from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. and Saturday noon to 1 p.m. at the Martin Luther King Park at 1647 Cottage Grove in Ford Heights, Illinois. Sponsored by the Harvey Park District, noted martial arts instructor Raymond Cooper will teach children martial arts, self-control, confidence, and self-esteem. For registration information, call 708-551-6384. That's 708-551-6384. Tola Na Martial Arts Academy. Healed Within, where the healing begins. Counseling and therapy for individuals, couples, and families. Tammy Walker, LCSW, is there to help. She treats a number of mental health disorders and provides neutral ground to individuals, families, and couples. For more information, call 708-818-8825. That's 708-818-8825. Heal Within, where the healing begins. Individual therapy, telehealth, marriage, and couples by Tammy Walker, LCSW. It's time for the Up Close with Michael Taylor Show radio opera featuring Uncle Brother and Morris. Let's see what they're up to today.
Brother.
Huh?
Hey, brother.
What?
Brother, what you doing in there? Ain't nobody heard from you, nothing. I come here to check on you.
Brother, I've been down. You can hear it in my throat. This ain't the same, brother.
And look at you. What you got wrapped around you, all that stuff?
Brother, I done tried everything, brother. I done tried it all, brother. I put some honeysuckle needle around my neck. I got some onion root, and I done tried some bamboo sticks. I done tried it all, brother.
Everything, huh?
Yeah, I even put some lima weed around my navel.
Oh, my goodness.
I done tried it all, brother.
What you gonna do?
Brothers, I'm so tired of drinking tea. I done drunk 79 cups of tea in the last 2 days.
Oh, my goodness. God knows.
I keep going back and forth and backwards, brother. Up and down and down and down. I got a headache.
You gonna make it?
My back hurt. My neck and my elbow, brother. Mm-hmm. Brother, it's a time to go into subscription, bro.
I think so.
Bow your head, brother.
All right.
Lord Jesus.
Yeah.
Brother, wait a minute. I got to get my folk together. Lord Jesus, that's a shame when you can't get a prayer through. So I'm going to try something like that. Sometimes you got to summon the help of the Lord. Yeah. And you start feeling a bit better. Okay. Oh, Lord Jesus. I tried it all, Lord. I tried bamboo sticks, honeysuckle weed. I've been spreading some canal juice in my navel. And Lord, all along, all I had to do, Lord, is reach down and get Psalms 34, verse 17 and 18. Lord, and say, God hears your cry. And then I start feeling a little bit better, bro. I start feeling a little stronger.
Amen.
And my voice start coming a little bit better,
mm-hmm,
bro.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to let you know, brother, I'm going to settle around here a little bit and turn on to get the Bible on and lay it over my chest. Let the wind, lay the Bible on your chest. Let the wind blow on the chest in the Bible.
Amen.
And then get your throat right, brother.
That's
right. In the holy name we pray. Hallelujah.
Amen. You've been listening to the Michael Taylor Show radio opera with Uncle, Brother, and Morris. And in between the laughter and the humor, there's always a message. We're going to take this opportunity to give a shout out to a couple here in the community, Raphael Smiley and Denise Smiley, celebrating 14 years of marriage. Now, there's a blessing for you. And guess what else? We have our 2024 Power Couples of Excellence that we've been continuing through the month. And I'm going to give you a few names that are on the list. Mr. and Mrs. Thaddeus and Sabrina Jones. Mr. and Mrs. Garland and Farida Mays. Mr. and Mrs. Early and Tia Walker. Pastor and Miss Les Monique Rogers. Mr. and Mrs. Joseph and Linda Rudez. Congratulations to all for making the list of the 2024 Power Couples of Excellence in the South Suburban News. And if you want to check out more on that and other news, go to www.mytaylormedia.com today.
Hey, Bob, I need to buy a property and I need some help now.
Tony, I think I can help you out. You need to let Keller Williams Preferred Realty's professional Quantina Cummings help you turn your dreams into keys. Now, they're located at 16101 108th Avenue in Orland Park, Illinois. The number is 708-921-4375. She has over 22 years turning dreams into keys. She works tirelessly for her clients, particularly first-time homebuyers, and she educates and gives seminars to help people through the process in acquiring that property. She works closely with attorneys, her team, and lenders to turn your dreams into keys. She wants to help you get that property. Remember, Quantina Cummings, Keller Williams Preferred Realty, 708-921-4375. So, Tony, give her a call today. I know she can help you do what she does best, and that's turn your dreams into keys. Call today, 708-921-4375.
Just take a look at this place. I've got to get these carpets clean, and I got to get them cleaned right away.
Then you need Majestic Steam, a full-service company, at 708-429-6200. They'll clean your home inside out. Carpet and upholstery, air duct cleaning, overhead garage doors, pools, decks, fencing, windows, automobile cleaning, concrete, you name it, they'll do it. They even clean ceramic tile. They power wash. Everything you need cleaned by Majestic Steam, a full-service company. Remember, 708-429-6200. 708-429-6200. Majestic Steam.
Welcome back to the Michael Taylor Show. JT, we got some birthdays to get out of the way today.
Yes, I want to hear all about it.
We've got Sherman Collins, James, and he's from Kankakee, Illinois. And a happy hello to Sherman Collins. And we also have Gordon Greenlee, the Greenlee family.
The Greenlees,
man. They're some great people. Also, Jeremiah Cardwell, Sue Bell. She turns 13 years old today. That's it for the birthdays today, JT. I don't know about you. Let's continue to have some fun.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Moses Blitz.
International sinner, yeah, I'm a kingdom believer. Yeah, I was born in America, but my roots are from Africa. I dance to the rhythm of love, sip my blood. No chains holding me, it's because I'm Jesus. Not attention, never a tears. In the UAE, Judah, don't they rain? Smooth to me now. Allow me to introduce the reason of my sorrows. Oh, Tila, I'm gonna sing it on top of my voice. Cause I know, see, no competition, more than a beacon. Made me the light of the world on a mission. That on the cross and he rose from the dead. And now over and over again, I'll be praising. Listen this, Jesso Uyangi Pilis, Prisoner Larufundin Namuris, Namadembe Uya Eat, Ahuna Ane Amupir, Timuanga Uya Shikon, Ganani Corona Uyam Port, Because Ane Uyam Born, Ahuna, Ahuna, Anofa Nana, Aneko, Aneko, Onje,
everybody put your hands up, ha. If you're down, lift your head to the sky. Put your work clothes on, time to man up. Join in the movement, everybody stand up. His name is above every name. Jesus, he's the coldest in the game. I wanna hear him shout it in the streets. He's a God, and if he didn't miss, he can't be me.
Jesus.
America,
Jesus.
West Coast, East Coast, where you at?
Jesus.
Everybody let me know the name,
Jesus.
In the North, in the South, where you at?
Jesus.
Nairobi 254,
Jesus.
Lagos, Nigeria,
Jesus.
In the clubs, Jesus. In the streets,
Jesus,
Jesus is love.
Avocado Theory, located at 17302 Oak Park Avenue in Tinley Park, Illinois. Isn't life wonderful? If you want the best of over 70 avocado-based entrees, then you want Avocado Theory. Whether it's avocado-based soups, salads, bowls, wraps, or even desserts. Yes, I said desserts. Whether it's avocado ice cream or avocado cheesecake, it is just amazing. And if that's not enough, Avocado Theory has opened their new cafe in the Orland Park Health and Fitness Center, located at 15430 West Avenue in Orland Park, Illinois. There, they will offer a large array of grab-and-go items catering to the health-conscious clientele of the fitness center. And if you didn't know, it's the only one of its kind in the whole United States of America. Open every day 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. And remember, they're at 17302 Oak Park Avenue in Tinley Park, Illinois, and at the Orland Park Health and Fitness Center. And remember, it's Avocado Theory, 708-580-9400.
Avocado Theory.
To the show, JT, how you doing over there?
I'm doing really good, Mike.
Now, you know, every week our mother gives us a, well, she gives it to me. I don't know if I'm doing something wrong, but maybe it's just me. But she, I'm looking at my little packet of stuff, which a lot of times your parents do things, and then you say, well, you got to be happy that they're thinking about you, right?
Of course, of course.
And it means a lot. But it says the power of words, JT.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if she's trying to tell me again that maybe some of the things I'm saying, they're not coming out right.
Well, Mike, you know, you're on a big platform, too, and everything you say means something to everybody, even the people on the airwaves.
Well, have I said some things to you that, you know, maybe I shouldn't have said, or I should have kept it to my... Is that what she's trying to say?
I think she's trying to say, be careful of that, but also understand that the good that you say and the bad that you say all have weight.
Now, another thing she said is that every day is a blessing. Every day we should celebrate who we are in the Lord, right?
Yes.
And it's the 7 days of inspiration.
Okay.
7 days. Now, you read it because, you know, I'm having problems with my voice today, but let's just take them one by one really quick.
Well, on day one, the word needs more people like you.
Wow, now that may be great. What's the second one?
Tell yourself the truth. You can do it.
Wait a minute.
Tell yourself the truth.
I have to be real with me, right?
Right.
What's a couple more?
Good things happen every single day. The smallest act of kindness can make a big difference. Take a good care of yourself. You are so many kinds of wonderful, and create your future dream.
And that's it. That's just how our mother thinks. 7 days of inspiration. Of course, you listen to The Michael Taylor Show, 102.3 FM. And of course, this is Bobby Lane. I'm saved. I want to be saved. How about you, JT?
I'm saved, Mike.
Let's listen.
Let's take a moment to talk about John N. Mayer Funeral and Legal Services. Mayer Funeral Services is located at 17101 71st Avenue in Tinley Park, Illinois. Their number is 708-781-9212. They provide the very best in wakes, burials, cremations, memorial services, obituaries, flowers, insurance, pre-need life insurance, and so much more. That, with a unique blend of legal services from John N. Mayer Legal Services at 708-468-8155. These respected attorneys are also housed in the same complex and handle wills, trusts, power of attorneys, living wills, and so much more. They also have a unique background in very successful military law cases. So remember, Mayer Funeral Services at 708-781-9212 and John N. Mayer Legal Services at 708-468-8155. And you can find them online at john@maherlegalservices.com. That's john@maherlegalservices.com. You're listening to the Up Close with Michael Taylor Show, and we've got some entertainment news for you. First it was, and now it isn't. But it appears that Dave Chappelle may not have a $2 billion CBS deal as recently reported. According to Hip Hop 5 magazine, that story is untrue and came from a satire page. Now, everybody remembers the Chappelle Show, and they also remember that he walked away from a $50 million contract in the early 2000s and didn't return until 2017. Well, let's just see what shakes out with that one. NBA star Russell Westbrook announced plans to build 180 affordable homes in South Los Angeles, where he grew up, in a project named the Evermont Project. The initiative, backed by Target, aims to revitalize the community by providing housing and supporting local businesses, embodying Westbrook's commitment to empowering marginalized communities and addressing systemic injustice. Beyoncé just became the first black woman artist with a number one country song. Texas Hold'em topped Billboard's Hot Country Songs chart. And with Beyoncé's trailblazing moment, many expect her to expose many more black artists to the genre. In an incredibly jubilant celebration of talent and achievement, Fantasia Barrino was honored with the prestigious Outstanding Actress in a Motion Picture Award at the 55th NAACP Image Awards ceremony for her performance in the Color Purple musical. Now, we all know that she can sing, but guess what? She can act too. And we just want to say a great congratulations to Fantasia Barrino for raising the mark once again. Famous rapper and extraordinary producer Dr. Dre reveals he's had three strokes following a brain aneurysm. It definitely makes you appreciate being alive, he says. It's just something that could happen out of the blue. You wake up and you say, okay, I'm here. The 59-year-old rapper and producer recalled his health scare, saying it's just something that you can't control that just happens, and during those 2 weeks, he had three strokes. On the day he was hospitalized, he explains waking up with a strange sensation behind his right ear that soon developed into the worst pain ever. He ended up going to urgent care, and when he got there, he realized he was in bad shape. If not for the advice of a female friend of his son's, he may not have made it through, because she advised that they go to urgent care to get it checked out. And, well, we're glad they did, because now he's in a better spot. We got to be careful, people. We have to. And you've been listening to the entertainment news on The Michael Taylor Show.
This right here is something my pops would do. PDA, come on.
Operator, get heaven on the line.
We're going to take it back a little bit.
I got to call him, because something's on my mind.
Y'all wasn't expecting this one, was it?
Operator, yeah. Get heaven on the line.
Sometimes you feel like time is running
make
out.
Make sure they answer, because I'm running out of time.
Check this out, check this out. Listen, listen.
Sometimes you feel like it's over. Don't want to cry on another shoulder. Sometimes you feel like the morning just won't come.
Never got a witness.
Sometimes you feel like you're blind. Sometimes you want to just cry. Sometimes you're in the thing so deep. You feel like losing your mind.
I know what the Bible says to me. He supplies your need.
Yes, he has.
Yes, he has.
Yes, he does.
Yes, he does.
Sometimes you feel it's going to break you. The same thing you thought that made you. Sometimes you feel like the crying just won't stop. No. Sometimes you feel bad. And other times feel sad. Sometimes you're falling in so deep. You're ready to put it all on the line.
I know the Bible says to me. He supplies all
the
need.
Make sure you dial the right number.
I got to call.
This is an urgent call.
On my mind.
No one else will do.
Get heaven
on the line. Make sure they answer.
Make sure they answer.
Cause we're running on.
Listen,
call
time.
First Peter 1 and 3.
That's hope for tomorrow.
Romans 4:17.
To get joy from sorrow.
Matthew 6:33.
General reception.
Pandemonium and dreams being written out the script.
What?
But do I trip?
Phone first.
I contact the book black. Number one selling platinum from the days of way back.
Phone
the
first.
True hard facts. Forget the almanacs and maps. GPS can't even find where I'm at.
Phone first.
Inside the punchline.
Welcome back to the Michael Taylor Show. 102.3 WYCA. This is my favorite part of the show. It's called Advice and More.
Yes.
JT, this is where you put your thinking cap on.
I'm going to do my best, Mike.
You do your best.
Mm-hmm.
right?
Yes.
You've been on the earth for a long time, you know that, right?
I might have some advice.
You should have something to say to somebody that needs some advice.
Or more.
Or more. Folks, the first email comes from Matson, Illinois, and it comes from Peggy Smith, and she says that she's been married for 2 days.
Oh, my goodness. Why is she talking to anybody? Goodness.
She said it's not what she thought it was going to be. He sleeps all day, and he just doesn't seem to be he doesn't realize that they're married. I think they went out for a couple years, and she's looking for something new, right?
Yes. This one scares me, Mike.
I'm scared. 2 days. Uh-uh. 2 days. Uh-uh. So you want me to take it or you want to take it?
Mike, you got to take that one. I'll chime in when I can.
All I got to say is the last song by Jay Moss is called Operator. That's all I got to say. And she's going to have to learn how to operate on this man, get the Bible out, and pray.
Mike, yes. Give it some time, man.
Give it some time. It's only been 2 days.
Wow.
And I hope that she realizes that it takes a lifetime to be able to make a marriage work. It's give and take. It's trust, it's honesty, it's a whole bunch of things. But this next one comes from St. Anne, Illinois. St. Anne, Illinois, and it's Vera McIntosh. And she's married, and she's been married for 17 years, and she thinks that Sunday should be a day when you worship God and you praise God and you give thanks to what God has done for you, right?
Yes.
And that's how we should spend our Sunday.
Yes, as prayerful as we can be, as grateful as we can be in the Lord, Mike.
Now, her husband wants to play basketball. He wants to go bowling. He wants to do everything. He gets the car and he parks it in the front yard and he puts wax all over it and lets the sun bake the wax. Everything is happening on Sunday except worshiping God.
Well, can we really say that, Mike? Can there be an intercession while you're waxing your car, Mike?
No, he has to go to church. We're playing this song right now by Miss Hawthorne. It's called Sunday. This goes to you. Welcome back to the Michael Taylor Show, and JT, we've got some sad, sad news.
Yes.
Reginald Brown passed away.
Oh.
And to the Brown family, we send our heartfelt condolences.
Yes.
And also to Pastor C.E. Watkins, and of course, his brother Michael Watkins passed away last week, and they had the services on Saturday to a special hello to the Pastor Watkins and to the Watkins family.
Yes, indeed, yes.
And we have to continue to hold on to God's unchanging hand and be faithful in the Lord no matter what happens, JT.
No matter what.
Now, also, we've got some good news, and JT, you'll get this one quick. And this is Mrs. Hayes' 103rd birthday party celebration.
Yes.
Lucille Greenlee Hayes.
Yes.
And you should know her because tell us about that.
Well, she was a longtime Pembroke Township. I think it was Pembroke's Consolidated School District 259 in Pembroke Township. She was an educator for decades, Mike.
A great person. Mm-hmm. A person that did a lot for her community. And her husband, the late, great Bobby Hayes, Pembroke Township supervisor. So people know who she is. She's a great person.
And Mike, thank you. You're a great person, too, for holding up so many people from our community. You're listening to The Michael Taylor Show.
Anybody ever had to cry?
You're listening to The Michael Taylor Show. This is JT Taylor, and you're listening to the South Suburban News, Cook, Kankakee, and Will County Report. The Tinley Park Village Board recently appointed Keith Sullivan to the position of police commander. Sullivan has been in law enforcement since 1998 and joined the Tinley Park Police Department 21 years ago. He has spent nearly 13 years as sergeant, during which time he oversaw patrol for 9 years and administration for 4 years. Congratulations, Police Commander Sullivan. Carolyn's Kids Foundation held its annual Strut All-Male Fashion Show fundraiser March 3, 2024 at the Serbian Cultural Center in Lansing, Illinois. Carolyn's Kids Foundation honored 12 men of class, compassionate leaders who worked toward achievement of service and success. The fabulous Deborah Crossling was the fashion show commentator, and scholarships were presented to elementary and high school seniors. The Carolyn's Kids Foundation comprises professional and retired professionals, with Carolyn Palmer serving as CEO, Dr. LaSalle Palmer Pratt as COO, and Carolyn Palmer Pascal as CFO. As part of a tax surplus program, the Village of Bradley, Illinois, is giving households prepaid card rebates. The applications can be picked up at the Village of Bradley Treasurer's Office at 147 South Michigan Avenue. Yes, the Village of Bradley household prepaid cards will have a tier structure based on residency in 2023. You must be a current resident to qualify. The tiers are $30, $60, $90, and $120, depending on how long you've lived in the village. Former Flossmoor Police Chief Gerald Jones was fired from his position and is filing a lawsuit against the Village of Flossmoor and Village Manager Bridget Watchell for race discrimination and retaliation. You can find this and other stories in the South Suburban News. You've been listening to the South Suburban News, Cook, Kankakee, and Will County Report. These stories and many more can be found in the South Suburban News, El Sol, Vibrant, Chicago Gospel Tribune, Tinley Park Progress, Orland Park Progress, and Get Fit Magazine, as well as online at mytaylormedia.com. The Smile Center. Your smile is our priority. At 430 Dixie Highway in Chicago Heights, Illinois. 708-686-2130. At the Smile Center, we offer exceptional dental and oral care services that will help you bring out your best smile. Our dentists are skilled professionals who can help you determine your mouth and teeth's overall health. Whether you need a filling or an extraction, our dental clinic can help you keep your pearly white strong and pretty. The Smile Center. 708-686-2130 or visit them online at thesmilecenteronline.com.
Welcome back to the Michael Taylor Show. I don't know about you guys, but we're having a good time in the Lord today. And for those people that want to continue to listen in, you can catch us on Wednesday at 9 a.m. on WYCA 102.3 FM. And if you need to contact us, you can always give us a call at 708-733-9854. That's 708-733-9854, JT.
Yes, Mike, and people have been calling, and we love it, so just keep it coming. And actually, Mike, I would love to talk about the fact that you can subscribe to the South Suburban News, Tinley Park Progress, Orland Park Progress, and a litany of other publications published by Taylor Media. And you can do that by going to www.mytaylormedia.com.
What do you get when you subscribe, JT?
Well, Michael, when you subscribe, you get a choice of which subscription you want. You can do a 99-cent one all the way up to the annual subscription of $22.99, I believe it is. And it's just a wonderful opportunity to get a digital copy of the paper as well as the online copy.
Now, let me say this. This is fantastic because this is how you support black media. And a couple weeks ago, I had a great time with Tammy Gibson. She had a black media display in Matteson, Illinois. Boy, she had the Crusader, the Citizen, Ebony Magazine, Jet Magazine. And there it was, some of our publications. So a happy hello to Tammy Gibson. But her mom had crates and crates of South Suburban newspapers. And I just want to say hello to her. Her name is Lily Gibson, right?
Yep.
Lily Gibson.
Thank you,
and
Lily.
That made us feel good. That made us feel good. Mm-hmm. Now, speaking of doing great things in the community, Bobby Lane. Mm-hmm. Now, Bobby Lane Taylor, my wife, she's the CEO of Vibrant Magazine, a woman's magazine, James. So let's talk about Vibrant Magazine. What does it mean?
Vibrant Magazine is a celebration of the vibrant women of the Southland. You know, women who continue to strive and show excellence and show support for a community and continue to be the nurture of the community that we call the Southland.
Well, Bobby Lane gave away to an organization, it's in Markham, it's called Dress, what is it? Say Yes to the Dress is what it's called.
Right.
Say Yes to the Dress. She donated 70 dresses, beautiful dresses with the tag still on the dress. The dress is to help out young women that may not have a prom dress. You know how it is. Things get tough. You might not have the money to do it. But these are some beautiful dresses.
Yes, they are, Mike. And just to give you an update, those dresses were given away this past Saturday at the Markham City Hall. The Say Yes to the Dress event went really well. The young ladies got shoes, accessories, they had jewelry. It was wonderful. And the staff over there did a great job. I mean, they were just wonderful helping them out and all. You know those folks over there.
And a special hello to Crystal at the Markham Public Library. Beautiful leadership she has over there. We're sending this song out to Bobby Lane. She'll love it. This is for the old school gospel people. It's Coolin' Water by Melvin Williams and the great Lee Williams. Coolin' Water.
My heart, when I came up, Anybody been dipped
in cooling water?
Cooling water.
Anybody been dipped in it?
Cooling water.
Yeah.
Anybody been dipped?
Folks, this is Michael Taylor. I don't know about you, but we're having fun. And JT, I think you may have started to get the Holy Ghost over there.
I was feeling it, Mike.
I've never seen that happen.
I was dipped in it.
We should have kept going.
We should have.
We might have had a breakthrough. We might have had a breakthrough. Speaking of breakthroughs, we just want to say a special hello to Jeff Jones of Jones Funeral Home. And Jeff is dear to us because, let me tell you something, when I was probably 12 or 13 years old, I was working for our father's publication, mm-hmm. the Kankakee City News, right?
Right.
And I remember going down to Jones Funeral Home, and I sold him my first ad.
I remember that.
And I was so excited.
You were.
I wrote there to Jones Funeral Home on my bike, JT.
Wow.
And I sold my first ad for like $250 to Mr. Jones, right?
Yes.
The late, great Tom Jones.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I got on my bike in so much excitement that I was just rolling on that bike.
Wow.
And he called down to me. He called me Young Taylor. He said, Young Taylor, come back. So I rode all the way back down the hill. He said, Young Taylor, you forgot the most important thing.
What was that, Mike?
You forgot to get the money. You follow what I'm saying? So now, Jeff has been... let's talk about Jeff Jones for a minute. And this is Jones Funeral Home, located in Kankakee, Illinois. And of course, he received an award a few weeks ago. And I think it was a Martin Luther King Award or a Black History Award. And we just want to recognize the fact that if anyone should get it, it should be him. And well-deserved to Jeff Jones of Jones Funeral Home. You want to say something, JT?
Yes, an extraordinary leader in the community. He got the Citizen Spotlight Award, and he has been a leader for decades in the community. His father was an icon in the community and did a lot in terms of, like you said, patronizing African-American business and giving young people that spark that they need. He's been a contributor to our publication, has written a series in the past related to the Bible and its teachings. And
that was in the Chicago Gospel Tribune.
Right, exactly.
And that goes out to a lot of churches in the South Suburban area and also in the city of Chicago, Chicago Gospel Tribune. And that was founded by the late, great Tyrone Crider.
Right.
And we continue to let his legacy as well.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. It lives on in the pages of those magazines, Mike, that you continue to publish. And I think that's a wonderful tribute to him.
We'll be back in a moment on the Michael Taylor Show.
Hi there. Here's a question for you. What is your 2024 real estate goal? Is it to buy a house, refinance your home, refinance to consolidate debt? Give Edward Walkawake a call at 815-715-0433. That's 815-715-0433. And maybe he can help answer some of those questions for you. The loans they offer are FHA, conventional, cash out, VA, and debt consolidation, to name a few. Give Edward Walkawake a call at American Financial Network at 815-715-0433.
Now, JT, let me say something. There's nothing wrong with us just shooting the breeze for a few minutes, right?
No, it's nothing wrong at all.
Nothing wrong, just talking, get a glass of water or something, mm-hmm. Shoot the breeze. I think you're doing a fantastic job on the Michael Taylor Show.
Well, thank you, Mike.
I just want to give you that comment openly
okay.
and publicly. Because a lot of times we give people compliments and we do it, and it should be publicly.
Right.
Instead of just behind closed doors.
Don't give people their flowers in the dark, basically.
Right, exactly. So I'm going to look you in your eye and tell you if you turn around
okay.
that you're doing a great job on the Michael Taylor Show.
Thank you, sir.
And mm-hmm. obviously, you have to put up with me because we print a lot of newspapers, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you do a great job there as well.
Thank you, Mike. I stay in prayer.
You have to stay in prayer, right?
Right, exactly.
And, you know, to all of our people that work... at Taylor Media, on the Michael Taylor Show, on our publications, I just want to just apologize to everybody. Because I run a tight ship.
Yes, you do, Mike. You do. You run a tight ship.
Do I run a tight
yes,
ship?
Yes, okay. Yes. But you also do an extremely good job. And you cover a lot of ground. And you take care of a lot of people.
I do, don't I?
Yes, you do.
I care about people.
Yes, you do.
And that's the one thing that I want to say to people today is that we have to care about others.
We do.
We can't be self-consumed,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And we have to be able to do something nice for people.
Yes.
Right?
Yep, absolutely.
Am I right or wrong?
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
We have to be able to, as you say, give people their flowers. This goes back to a great lady.
Yes.
And she's great because she had us.
Mm-hmm.
Her name is Helen Taylor.
Absolutely.
And she talked about the circle of kindness.
Yes, she did.
Right?
She even gave you an article about it earlier in the show.
And I think this is what she wanted me to do.
Exactly.
Was just expound upon how great we could be if we could just be a little kind. Kinder.
Kindness.
That's kindness to people.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And road rage, JT, is something that seems to be all over the United States of America. People are getting upset and things are getting way out of control.
They're doing some amazingly ridiculous stuff,
Mike. Yeah, so if that happens to you, be the bigger person and just try to ignore it, right? Don't get into a bad situation because someone cut you off and different things like that. That's when you need to pray, right? Am
yes.
I right?
Yes. Pray now, for you and for them.
Now, that secret place, right, is in Psalms 91 where we go for comfort. And JT, I want you to go there even more because on the break you were praying. What were you? Can I ask you what you were praying about?
Mike, I was just praying for us to continue to have the support that we've had and, and to be able to continue to bless other folks as well and to continue to have the understanding that every day is a blessing. Every day you wake up is a blessing. And just to keep it in the forefront, no matter what else is going on in the world, you have God.
Now, let me say this. This is to Tammy Walker. She has a commercial and she does advertisement in the South Suburban News and some of her other publications. She is a therapist and she does a great job. And I think the name of I think her slogan is Heal Within, right? And her father got really ill. His name is Milton McGee. And we're sending out prayers to the McGee family, to her family, and everybody that's associated with that family. And, of course, she does a great job. She's a therapist, and her phone number is 708-818-8825. And we want to continue to support our sponsors. Now, also, Uncle Brother and Morris had a great time with Dr. Rashonda Jones. She's a podiatrist, right?
Right.
Tell us about that.
And we were talking about the Uncle Brother and Morris were really expounding on the need for us to take care of our feet. And particularly people with diseases like
Bunions.
Yeah, and but if you have like diabetes, one of the things they want to talk about is making sure your feet are correct, sure they're well cared for. And that's where you want to start with a podiatrist.
Now, folks, let me say this. More on the thought for the week. We have to make sure that we understand God's grace, mercy, and favor, JT. Those are three different things, right? Now, before we play Bobby Lane, I just want to say congratulations to her because she actually went to be on the Dorinda Clark TV show.
Oh, wow.
And that's going to be exciting, right?
Yes.
And I just love it because, you know, she has lived the life of a righteous woman, right?
Yes, she has.
And to see her be able to do all these wonderful things, sharing the stage with the great Kirk Franklin, Tamela Mann, you know, Fred Hammond, and the Clark sisters. And God is using her in a special way.
Yes, he
right?
is. Yes.
And I just want to say, honey, I love you. Thank you for all the tea. Thank you for all the love. Thank you for all the hugs. And two beautiful sons.
Yes.
And this song, of course, is a light in a dark place, JT.
Yes.
This goes out to everybody that listens to the Up Close with Michael Taylor show, 102.3 WYCA. And next time, next week, when you hear this show, God is going to bless me with my voice back.
Yes. What you think? Yes, he is. Absolutely.
I'm coming back.
Come on back, Mike.
Honey, I'll be home. Warm up some more tea. We'll catch you next week on the Michael Taylor show. You've been listening to the Up Close with Michael Taylor Show.